This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, and FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, regardless of what you're doing, how you're doing, or why you're doing it, thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road drivers, our men and women, and the 18-wheelers getting the road down, the loads down the road, north, south, east, west. And, of course, our FedEx and our UPS drivers, a lot of them are struggling right tonight around the airports because the planes aren't flying in a number of states because of the ice. And, of course, also our bulk mail delivery people. Some of them are having trouble struggling through the ice and the snow out there in the Midwest. And let's not forget our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, and also hauling the jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And then we've got our Amazon warehouse people, and we've got our Amazon drivers, too, getting everything taken care of. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. Find us over there. And don't forget, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, namely the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Go over there, check it out. Take advantage of the things we have over there for you, and you'll have a good old time. And you can also hear the show over there. You can also hear the stream over there anytime during the day, because the stream for this show will be playing all day long until the next new show comes along. Now, let's go out to California, take a look at the temperature and the weather, and say howdy, howdy to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. You betcha. Now, what's temperature out there by you?
Right now, Captain, I think we're still hanging around. Well, actually, it's gone about 49 degrees. I just saw right here.
Okay, and you're not experiencing any of that stuff I see coming in off the West Coast yet, are you?
No. In fact, it looks like we've got a few some sunshine coming up here over the next few days as we head towards the weekend. So that's good.
Okay, you're going to be down below it then, because it's definitely there to do what it's going to do. The next big system that's coming ashore from Washington State all the way down to about the center part of California. Matter of fact, it looks like the grapevine up there on top of the grapevine might be where it's going to stop at. Now, all that being said, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And, of course, we always emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded with Judeo-Christian beliefs and practices. Now, taking a look, the senators right now, a group of senators, are demanding answers for DirecTV's cancellation of Newsmax. And I don't know what they're going to do, but I know they carry the licensing for some of these networks, right?
Right.
It'll be interesting to see if they take them out on their license and say, okay, well, They're stopping people from saying their First Amendment rights on television, right?
Well, you know, basically what DirecTV is talking about is that they're doing this as a cost-cutting measure. But if you look
nonsense.
At the costs, right, if you look at the costs, evidently CNN costs them, much more than anything Newsmax would be costing them, or MSNBC, for example. Newsmax, I think, is looking to get a cable licensing fee of $1 per year per cable subscriber, whereas CNN's looking, according to these reports, they get about $12 per year per cable subscriber per person, right? And MSNBC is in the area of $8. So if they want to really cut costs, it doesn't look like Newsmax is the one to cut. So it's not really a great excuse at this point. But it does seem to be a political motivation here, and I think this is what these senators are looking to try to expose.
Well, all the shows and all the contributors pay to be on the satellite over there. So it's not like as if they're not getting money.
Well, right. And so, unfortunately, you know, they took this particular measure. But I do think, Captain, that the customers of DirecTV and its parent company, AT&T, as I understand, they can vote with their dollars as well. They can go get another service. That may be one of the loudest ways to make DirecTV actually hear its customers' voice.
Mm-hmm. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu, we'll wait till we come back, because we want to get this out in its entirety. Hold on there, Kyle. Benjamin Netanyahu is making news, and you'll find out why and how when we come back. More on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
Captain's America Third Watch for lunch on the first Thursday of each month between 11:30 and 1:30 p.m. at Nixon's Groveside Cafe inside Nixon's Fruit Farm down the street from Pirate City in East Bradenton.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, The medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of their great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on US 41.
Yep, we're going to be easy to find. We're going to be right outside, right out in front of the main display hall. So you'll see us. You'll see the trucks, and I'll be right there with them. Can't wait. Going to be a lot of fun. Always have fun when we go to an event and we get Moss Nissan involved with their big rigs. Okay, now, let's go back to the telephone line and Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Well, we had a caller on the line, but I guess they couldn't hold any longer because I was holding them until we got started here. But anyway, it is what it is. Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is willing to mediate the Russia-Ukraine war. What's he going to mediate? What do you think he's going to do?
Well, you know, he says if he's asked by both sides, he says if he's asked by the United States and so forth, he'd jump into this thing. He says you can't have too many cooks in the kitchen. He says, I don't know, maybe that goes against the usual wisdom of there. Sometimes there's too many cooks in the kitchen. But be that as it may, somebody has to be able to help put a stop to this war. But that would be predicated on the idea, Captain, that the Russians would even want to have something like this. I can't imagine Vladimir Putin agreeing to anything other than I get all of the of eastern Ukraine the way I want, the Ukrainians have to do what I say, and they'll never become part of NATO, and on, and the list would go on and on. But I do think the Ukrainian position would be something more akin to, we're not going to give up any land to you. You have to leave, and then the war is over. So I think they both become from some pretty dug-in positions.
Well, Israel just performed one of their next to impossible missions again. They snuck their drones in through some underground tunnels and got them up in the air and used them to attack some Iranian positions, which included that factory where they were making drones and where they were making missiles. And they put a significant hurt on the Iranian forces there. Do you know anything else about that or what I just said?
We don't have a whole lot of other details at this time, but basically this is a part and parcel of what Israel not only, I think, feels it needs to do, but it absolutely must do in many cases, because once you have any kind of forces that are able to go against Israel, they're in dire straits. And so this is a constant thing. It's a real different perspective, Captain, that the Israelis have in their part of the world, in their particular situation, than even we do here in the United States or almost any other country, because of the proximity of Israel's enemies to them. It's really close by. It's not like they're thousands of miles away or across an ocean or something. They're literally next door. And so that's why, of course, Israel takes the steps that it does.
Now, our governor, Ron DeSantis, again, greatest governor in the country, in my opinion, our governor, Ron DeSantis, criticized the college board that was putting forth the Black History courses and the way they were teaching it and what they were teaching by saying, first of all, they need to be factual, not, you know, what you think happened and here's why and all that sort of stuff. They need to be factual. And he kept harping on that, saying, you got to get this right. There's no place for things that from a historical standpoint, say things exactly the way they're supposed to be or they were. So suddenly, yesterday, guess what? The College Board revised the AP Black History course. How about that?
That's exactly right. And, of course, the AP or Advanced Placement courses are courses that high school students can take in order to get college credit, depending on the score they get on the actual AP exam. They can get college credit for courses when they're transferring over and to go into college, a four-year university. So the AP system is great. A lot of kids who excel at these different areas can really benefit from that. But evidently, Captain, the board, the college board did revise their official curriculum. They now don't include BLM things and other kinds of things, critical race theory and so forth. So that is actually a pretty good thing, because American history already contains all of the, quote, the more unsavory bad things that have happened throughout American history that we all learned about. But if it's used for only a political agenda, that's where the rub comes in, and I think that's where Governor DeSantis was so very staunch on this whole thing and actually affected a huge change here.
Now, President Biden's annual physical, which is something that every president gets, and everybody's always interested to hear, you know, how they make out and this and the other. His annual physical was pushed back to February the 16th. It was supposed to be today.
Oh, right. Well, it's not funny, but it's definitely interesting how Biden has been approached by those in the media, for example, who would be interested in the physical examination reports and so forth, much more so than Trump. And who, you know, we were basically led down the path that Trump's going to keel over at any moment now because he's so such bad shape and all that. But Biden, who exhibits actual problems that are just
and does look like he's going to keel over.
Exactly, but yet it's going to be something else. So I don't know, you know, we'll hear something from it, but it's not going to be, I think, at all really descriptive, and that's a sad thing. And by the way, Captain, we got a message earlier from listener Cheryl, uh-huh, who reminded us that it is, in fact, Groundhog Day today,
uh-huh,
Thursday, February 2nd. So Punxsutawney Phil is going to come out. He's going to look and see if he sees his shadow. If he sees his shadow, then there's six more weeks of winter.
Well, I'll tell you, he just might, because right now we got clear skies, so good possibility.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll see. And by the way, Punxsutawney Phil has been prognosticating about this since about the 1880s. So he's got a lot of experience. He's a really old groundhog.
Yeah. Yeah. Where's the top hat?
That's right. And a monocle.
Yeah. Now, in case you folks are just joining us and haven't heard this, Joe Biden and Kevin McCarthy met yesterday at the White House, yesterday afternoon, late, and McCarthy came out, walked up to the mic, and said that they had found some common ground during their debt meeting. Didn't elaborate that much on it, but we would be hearing about it in the days and weeks to come. And that was a good thing, wasn't it?
Well, it really is a good thing, because obviously there's going to be no love lost between the Democrat administration and the new Republican Speaker of the House of Representatives. It's an entirely new landscape for Joe Biden and the White House folks. So to have this meeting, even just to have it, is really good. It's a step in the right direction. But we will be hearing, Captain, it's not going to be pretty, I'm afraid, here in the coming days. We will hear different things about spending and raising the debt limit, and you'll hear all manner of things, how the Republicans just want to take things away from people, and they want to stop the money, and they want to hurt people by doing this. It's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah, well, it's not that they're going to try to help them. We know that, and of course, they've been trying to figure out how to get into people's 401ks and take some of that money, tax it early, or put a tax on it of some sort. Don't know how that's going to work out, but it's been discussed this week quite a bit.
Yeah, well, it's like if you have money, send it in. That's pretty much.
If you have money, give it to the government, because
we
know what to do with your money better than you do.
Well, see, I'm glad you said that, because that's exactly the philosophy of big government, right? Well, the big government's going to do everything. And so really, you know, this is why we need so much more resources and so forth. It used to be, Captain, that, for example, the faith community, churches and synagogues and so forth, they'd reach out, as they still do today, to help those who are less fortunate. You have other kinds of things happening in our society, different charities and so forth, and other kinds of ways of generating opportunity, even in the business world, where the government didn't really have to go in and do that per se. But you have a different philosophy with the far left liberal Democrat Party elite.
You think?
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, I hear the music coming up, so hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with the bottom of the hour news and views and all that great stuff. Your stations will get a chance to pay a little money and make some people happy along the way. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Kathy, it's your turn.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. A group of conservative House Republicans want to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Arizona Congressman Andy Biggs yesterday said he was introducing articles of impeachment against Mayorkas, who has faced sharp criticism over his handling of the U.S.-Mexico border. Biggs said he's hopeful Speaker Kevin McCarthy will back the move. He made the announcement alongside several Republicans, including Representatives Lauren Boebert of Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia. Greene accused Mayorkas of failing to secure the border. The Biden administration is seeking to curb late fees charged by credit card companies to just $8, which, if enacted, could help Americans save billions of dollars each year. The announcement made on Wednesday by the White House is part of its ongoing crackdown in reducing excessive junk fees imposed to consumers when they, among other things, buy tickets at checkout for sporting events, airlines, and concerts. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Captain here. Today's gun shows are at the Hernando County Fairgrounds at Brooksville this weekend. Shop dozens of vendors of both new and antique firearms. It's by far the best show on Florida's West Coast. Also, my friends from Moss Nissan will have some of their inventory of the great Nissan pickup trucks at the show. Moss Family Automotive, just up the road in Brooksville, brand new showroom, is by far the finest dealership in Hernando County. I'll be at the show Saturday 93, so look me up when you're there. Hernando County Fairgrounds, just a few miles south of Brooksville on U.S. 41.
And I hope if you're out for a drive this weekend on Saturdays, you can stop by. Again, I'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. At the Hernando County Fairgrounds right there on 41, just south of Brooksville. I hope you get a chance to stop by and say howdy, howdy, and take a look at all the things they have there. Because not only do they have a very large collection of guns, both the modern day and antique, but they also have the large selection of knives, and along with the knives, of course, they have now they're going to have the trucks, and they're going to have some other vehicles that'll be there. It's just going to be it's a great family event, okay? And camping gear, let's see what else they have there, fishing gear, bows and arrows, that sort of thing. You'll see it all if you stop on by at the Two Guys Gun Show and the Moss Nissan truck display. I'll be right there with Moss Nissan. Easy to find. Okay, now let's go back to the phone line, and we've got Kyle Warner, professor of politics, with us. Let's see here. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
All righty. You know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, along comes something like DACA. How long have they been trying to get to stop DACA?
It took a long time. Yeah. That's
now,
right.
The GOP-led states, in other words, the governors from those states, got together and asked a judge to shut down DACA. What do you think?
Well, we know that these are the dreamers, basically, as we recall. That's right. And so a lot of these young people or children were brought to the United States, not by their own volition. Of course, they were brought in by their parents at some point. And that's why it's known as the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. But of course, obviously, you know, they have concerns about it being abused and so forth. But I do think that you have a lot of people who would agree that, you know, if you're brought here, it wasn't under your own power, that there's going to be some kind of provision. But this was also close, of course, to the heart for like Barack Obama to promote. And so we'll see.
Yeah, we will see. And maybe they'll be able to make some headway with this. Maybe. Now, the DOJ is currently barring the National Archives from discussing any classified material retrieved from Joe Biden. You're aware of that, right?
Right, of course, yeah.
And the House Oversight and Accountability Committee conducted its first transcribed interview pertaining to the alleged Biden family influence peddling. The committee chairman, James Comer from Kentucky, talked about it the other night on Sean Hannity's Fox news program.
Well, right. Well, obviously, the archives aren't going to be able to list out the content or the nature of the classified documents at this point. That's why they're classified. However, that being said, there are those in government, in the Congress, in the House, and the Senate, who have access to these kinds of things because of their oversight. So they're going to be the ones, as even Senator Marco Rubio was talking about the other day, they want to know what these documents were so they can make some kind of evaluation of what kind of damage could have been done and what's the nature of the documents. That is definitely in their purview.
We keep hearing from some people how bad the economy is and how bad it's going to be with the jobs and recession is on the way. We hear all that stuff, right?
Right.
Well, wait till you hear this. Job openings unexpectedly went up in the last month.
Yeah, that is pretty interesting. Almost 11 million, we understand, job openings. So that's huge because that's the highest it's been since last July, we understand.
They didn't
so
think it is. Yeah, they didn't think you'd have 10 million.
Well, precisely. But, you know, we've also gone through this thing called the Great Resignation, you know, just recently. And so a lot of that, you know, may have created some of these different openings, but openings for people who do want to show up and do want to work and do want to excel and do want to move forward and get promoted and all those great things. And then there's another thing that's happening these days, Captain, what they call quiet quitting. You have people who are actually working their job but have resolved to only do the bare minimum, the absolute minimum of whatever's required for their job. That's also going to, I think, become a real problem. It's going to be problematic here real soon. But for people out there who are looking for a job, who want to work and want to show up, sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm. Now, Tom Brady yesterday was all the news. Everywhere you wanted to look, you were hearing and finding out about him. He had decided to hang up his cleats and call it quit, and he says this time it's for good. Some people are going, yep, sure, right, we'll see. But I do think, when I saw him and I saw him, you know, kind of get emotional again when he was saying it, I saw a man that was, you know, that's what he wanted to do. He wanted to hang up his cleats.
Yes, I tend to agree. You know, many years ago, Queen Elizabeth had gone through the family had gone through a very bad time. She labeled it an annus horribilis. And I think that's kind of what Tom Brady just went through. He had a terrible time, got divorced. All these things happened when he came back. And, so I think he's ready to see what the next chapter holds now and not play football.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing is he won 7 Super Bowls, participated in 10. No one else has done that. And he won the Super Bowls with New England and Tampa Bay. And, of course, to call him the GOAT, greatest of all time, is an understatement extreme, because this guy, you know, when he needed to turn it on, he turned it on. And this was a year, the make-or-break year for him, when I do think he was playing hurt a lot of the time. I think that he got banged around pretty good. I think he realized that, hey, might as well go out when I'm on top.
Well, of course, and we wish him the very best. To see somebody play the way that he plays is just really something. And he's going to continue to inspire a lot of young people that are going into football, because they're going to want to play like Tom Brady, and they're going to see that it can be done. And so I can imagine that for years and years, we're going to see people who are going to look back and say, Tom Brady inspired me on this.
Mm-hmm. And let's see here. I think Jeff was chiming into the chat room talking about, he was talking about Reagan. Okay, but, Reagan and Tip O'Neill, yeah. We mentioned that about the president and the current situation we have between McCarthy and Biden, right?
Well, right. Yeah, what Jeff is putting in the chat room, he's talking about how Reagan and O'Neill, Tip O'Neill back then, were of a different generation. He says we're past the Reagan, we're past that time period, basically. And I think he's right. It's unfortunate. But Ronald Reagan had a philosophy that when you're negotiating, everybody has to get something to come away from the table with. Otherwise, you're not going to have a good negotiation. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be productive. And so this is where I hope, especially with Speaker McCarthy and President Biden, that something like that can be obtained. It has to be. They have to do the business of the country. To simply everybody digs in into some different position,
mm-hmm.
On things where we can find common ground, that's not going to help us.
Do you know what else brought them together, those two guys?
What's that?
Sports. In particular baseball.
Yeah.
The Boston Red Sox. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Well, and I do recall, too, President Reagan making the statement that, you know, after 6 p.m., we're all friends. And that's when they probably would talk about baseball and stuff like that. It was a different time. And unfortunately, we need a little bit of that now.
Yep.
Otherwise, you have special interests that just continue to divide us.
And when Reagan got shot, remember that? One of the first people to come see him from government? Not besides his own people, was Tip O'Neill.
Well, exactly. There's an idea of being an American first,
yep.
And being a person and so forth, and being your friend. You can have a friend and disagree with them politically. That's the story of America.
Yep, and we're going to go to break, and I'll tell you what, that idiot moron congressman up there in Rhode Island, Cicilline, whatever his name is, he wants to get rid of the pledge because he doesn't think that it's important to have the pledge when they do their congressional sessions. Give me a broom or a hammer or something. All right, we'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. What a stupid thing to say. What a stupid thing to say. But then again, he is where he's at, doing what he's doing, right? Representing all the great people up there. It's too bad one apple spoils the barrel. He's the bad apple.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm angry, I sit up late, I curse the sunshine.
And that lead guitar you hear right there is who, Mr. Kyle?
Well, that's Billy Gibbons out of ZZ Top.
That's right. He's playing that and just getting down with the sound is what he's doing. That was a good sound. And, again, that's a song that's been around a while. Dion, of course, has gone jazz pretty much. And that's okay. He's got a voice for that, too. So there you go. Now, let's take a look real quick. We do have some weather out there by you. I see some fog tonight, quite a bit of fog we didn't have last hour. So tell us all about that.
Well, you know, Captain, it looks like we've got some low temperatures, of course, here in California. Right now it's 47 degrees about where I am. We are looking to see some rain and so forth coming into the San Francisco area as we head towards the weekend. Also for Portland and Seattle, Washington as well. So you're going to get some rain in those areas. And then in northeastern California, we're going to have another weak system. This is part of that, of course, pushing through as we go Thursday night into Friday. You can even have some high winds up in the upper elevations. In fact, right now up on Donner Pass, at least it's not foggy there. That's good. It's 23 degrees, though, so pretty cold, so be careful of that. Also, we're looking at some high wind warnings near Cheyenne and Laramie there in Wyoming, and then also winter weather advisories a little bit north of Bozeman and a little bit east of Helena, Montana. So please do be careful out there.
All righty, well, we've got some really, really, really cold temperatures tonight up in North Dakota, most of Minnesota, the northern western part of Wisconsin, and the northern peninsula of Michigan. Temperatures are, the wind chills way down below zero. So a lot of single digits and a lot of temperatures at or near zero up through there. So you got to make sure, again, ladies and gentlemen, you get your fuel right where you go up there and make a fool out of yourself and freeze up on the side of the road. And by the way, always keep your tanks half full or more. Don't let them get down below that, because even if you got heated tanks, it'll cause water to get in the tanks and that'll create big trouble. All right, the big ice storm we've got is still there. It's getting a little bit smaller now. It seems to be getting a little smaller with this report. It's still coming out of Laredo, coming up towards Dallas, Fort Worth, Austin, San Antonio, again out towards Sweetwater on I-20, and then we've got snow wrapped around it to the north and the northeast, and then we've got snow, winter storm warning still down south of this system, and we've got some freezing rain and rain now on I-20 coming out of Texas over into Louisiana, so be advised of that. And more ice if you're going up into Arkansas, I-80, south of I-80, down I-30, down I-55 over into Mississippi, and I-20 if you're coming across Mississippi over to Alabama. And then there'll be a little bit of ice way in the tip of Alabama, but it's mostly snow that's going on right now up in the western part of Tennessee. Kentucky looks like it's pretty good. Weather-wise, we do have a lot of fog in the northern part of Florida tonight. Jacksonville over to Tallahassee. And then we've got some rain along the Gulf Coast all the way over to Pensacola. So be advised of that. Got some fog up there around Savannah, Georgia. And we've got some gale winds from Nova Scotia all the way down to about Norfolk, Virginia. How about that? And then we've got some fog along the coast. And going up in upstate New York, we do have some winter weather going up I-81 tonight all the way to the St. Lawrence River. And we do have some winter weather off to the east, going over into Massachusetts, going over into Vermont, going into New Hampshire, and, of course, going up to Maine. So that's what it's looking like at the moment. We're going to bring Kyle back in there. Mr. Kyle, tell us what's going on at the Pilot Flying J, why we might want to go there.
Well, you want to stop in because you're going to be able to get warm, get something hot to drink, hot to eat, and check out all the great amenities they have for our trucker friends there. Go to pilotflyingj.com and use their locations function to find the nearest Pilot and Flying J location nearest you. Pull on in and be sure to join the My Rewards Plus app as well to get great offers and start saving money. Pilotflyingj.com.
Works for me. And how can we hear your radio show?
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty, and people can go over there and listen to what you have to say, and you always have a wealth of information, and that's why we like having you on the program, because you are the professor of politics for a reason.
Well, I appreciate it, and it's great to be here as always, Captain, and it's always, we have a great time, and we cover a lot of stuff every night. This is where it's at.
Yeah, and we may be covering some more here, because what I'm doing now is I'm looking at some of the headlines as we get ready to talk to Denise. So I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. Go over to thekylewarrenshow.com and check him out on his website. All right, let's go up to the top of the line here, and we have got Denise Simon from founderscode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
What is going on with AOC? She's apparently got something going on here where amongst the lawmakers to shell out thousands of dollars to Chinese foreign agents, she's one of them?
Well, it wasn't a foreign agent until the Department of Justice forced this person to become a foreign agent. And it has to do apparently with some kind of a PR advertising firm. So, yeah.
That's a good cover.
Yeah, I would say.
Yep, that's a real good cover. So there you go. So when they did that, then she had to pay the money? Is that the way it worked?
Well, I mean, they had already paid the money to this person. And it turns out that this person was really a foreign agent and was forced to register as a Chinese foreign agent.
Hmm.
But there's one Republican in there, and that's Maliotakis from New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that we have some new interesting problems going on in the state of New York.
Yeah, that would not surprise me, especially the people from downstate, down there around the big city, the Big Apple. They all know how to make money.
Or spend it in weird ways.
That's true, too. All righty. Well, let's see. Where's my clock? Okay, we got about 30 seconds. So in 30 seconds, I'm going to mention that the FBI finally did search Biden's Rehoboth Beach home. They didn't find anything, but there was plenty.
No, that's not true.
What'd they find?
Well, they said they took some materials, plural, and handwritten notes. So what's the word materials? You know, this is written by Bob Bauer, White House lawyer. And so we don't know what the materials were or are or how much, what it was in, if it was in a box, if it was in whatever. We have no idea.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back right after the top of our news. And Denise Simon and I will be back with more. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture.
Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with the